Let me give credit where credit due. Bishop Mark Dyer is the one who first said giant rummage sale some 3 or 4 years ago. And I think, said it more times than he has since, because it's, while it's a bit of a witticism, of course, it's a perfect description of what we're doing. We're having a giant rummage sale. And yes, everything is up for grabs. Everything from domestic arrangements, for instance, very slightly, more of us do not live in nuclear families than do, for instance, or we decry the death of the family or that kind of thing. That's part of it. All of these things are not being really sure whether there is factuality anymore. The death of historicity. In the modern sense, and the growth of postmodern sense that, not relativism certainly, but that one must be very careful about whether one thinks history per se can be factually accurate. All of those things are expressions of the shift that we're calling the Great Emergence. And because we are Christian in the Western world primarily, or that's the dominant religion, it's going to have the greatest impact on Christianity. But conversely, of course, Christianity is also going to have the greatest impact on it. So is everything up for grabs? Everything's up for reconsideration, as in a rummage sale. And I think that's part of what I like about Mark Dyer's metaphor, is that in a rummage sale, before you go out to the street and line the tables with the goods, you seriously consider what it is that you want to put on the table in the rummage sale and what it is that you want to put back in your own cupboards. And we're in that process right now. I'm delighted to say that for the first time this week, I was invited by an emergent cohort to contribute to its website on what it is that we must not change. So far as I know, that's the first time the question has been asked publicly. And so this is post-Labor Day 2008, but it is being asked now. And I both loved the fact that it was being asked, and I really loved being the one being asked to answer it. I'm not an emergent. I never will be. For a number of reasons. I'm an Anglo-emergent in all probability, which is a legitimate category, but I'm not an emergent. I do hope that I am nonetheless an insightful observer and reporter of what both the phenomenon is and what the Christian Church is doing and reconfiguring as we pass through the Great Emergence, and to be asked at last, what must we not throw out? And in accepting the assignment, I said to the editor, I'm so glad that it's time now to be asking where the bathwater stops and the baby starts. That I think is exactly what's happening. This one is no different in any way, actually, no different from all the others that have happened before, the Great Reformation, the Great Schism, in that it asks always the same central question, where now is the authority? And until you have actually decided what to keep and what not to keep, you can't really answer the question of where now is the authority. And until you answer the where now is the authority question, the thing's not over. We won't settle down into a couple or 300 years of relative calm, relative stasis. So it's a necessary step on the way.